This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Samantha Paxson from Co-op, now Co-op Solutions.
How are you? I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great as well.
Good to be here.
Better now that you're here.
Good.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be back in person amongst folks again?
I'm asking everybody. It's incredible. I mean, it's like a big high school reunion.
No doubt.
I think everybody is so happy to see each other. Mm-hmm. They're excited to be here. Yep. There's a lot to unpack as a credit union movement about what we're needing to do, so much that we're needing to pivot to. So it's a ton of fun. It's super fun to see all of our good friends again.
Well, there's a lot of pent up energy, you know, and people like,
absolutely.
It's like this big exhale, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, we're amongst people again. We can have these impromptu chats in the hallway and we get to see people in person speaking and presenting again, like you
it's
were saying.
So great. Yesterday. I know. I said I had to speak yesterday and I was nervous. Like my voice was shaking.
I'm out of practice. You'll be fine. So yeah, I just want to get your thoughts on being back in person. Besides one other thing, that seems to be the big story of the conference is being back in person. So
it's Mike, it's tremendous. I mean, co-op is about cooperation, and what cooperation means is being together with our clients. Yeah. One of the things that is most important to us as a credit union service organization is being with our credit unions.
Right.
One of the things that really that we think makes us better and probably the best that we can be is the voice of our client. And if we're not with our clients, we can't hear what's going on with them.
Right.
So it's just wonderful to be in person, to really understand what's on credit unions' minds, and to see where we're needing to go next.
Yep.
And plus, these are our friends.
It's
just wonderful to be among your friends.
Yep.
So we're just thrilled
like
to
you
be
said,
here.
Yeah, like you said, it's the big family reunion.
It is.
Even more
it
so.
Is.
I'm calling this is the GAC unlike any other.
I
literally,
know.
You know, in its
so
history.
True. It's so
in
true.
Its history. All right, let's talk about the other big story. This new logo behind us, Co-op Solutions. Not only a new logo, but a new name, new focus, all this type of stuff. So my whole thing I want to get, Samantha, is the backstory. What's the why here? Why did you guys do this?
So Co-op started in 1981 as Co-op Network.
Mm-hmm.
We were a network of credit unions that helped come together to expand their distribution model. And we changed our name in 2005 to Co-op Financial Services to really express the expansion of the solutions that we bring to market.
Mm-hmm.
And as we have really moved from being more of an aggregator and reseller of other providers' technology and other providers' products,
mm-hmm.
we have been investing so dramatically and so intentionally on how to meet member needs. We have delivered 150 products in the last 5 years.
Good grief.
We have brought together an incredible technology stack. We've developed an ecosystem. We have data, incredible data capability flowing throughout that, incredible security flowing throughout the entire platform. It's just time that our outside mm-hmm. really reflects what has happened on the inside at Co-op.
Yeah.
So Co-op Solutions really expresses and telegraphs that we are a sophisticated, important payments and technology organizations
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that helps credit unions succeed.
Yeah.
And it's just time. It's just time.
Yeah.
We're Co-op Solutions.
Well, because you've evolved, the company or the CUSO itself has evolved over the years like many organizations have, especially the last two. So tell us about one of the credo you have here is make every experience matter. Can you tell us a little bit about, expand on that a little bit, if you will?
So it's really interesting, Mike. We do a lot of research at Co-op, and we really we do a lot of work to understand the market. We just completed a study with EY. We did a study with EY and a study with Feline. And what we found is that fintech providers have grown 505% in 1 year.
Oh
they have captured that much market share. credit unions have lost 3% market share, while fintechs are growing 5%. So consumer behavior has so dramatically shifted. Mm-hmm. They are empowered, they're able to have five or more financial relationships in their life, mm-hmm. and they're needing to have their needs met in the moment. What Co-op believes is that we can be the provider to better connect credit unions and their members, to help them meet that moment every day, mm-hmm. every minute, mm-hmm. to have the solutions that they need in order to get the jobs that the end consumer needs to get done, mm-hmm. whether it's paying for something, having a contactless payment, being able to order on Amazon Prime, having their credit or debit card in their Netflix accounts, being able to order on Instacart, being able to buy their plane tickets for their spring break, what have you. That is the daily life of the end consumer. And we think that the way that you get in the consideration set is that experience at that transaction level. And that's where the war is being waged for the primary financial relationship.
No doubt.
It's in the daily transactional behavior, and credit unions can be there.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I just read a story in the Financial Brand this morning that echoed just that, how the fintechs are just really going gang, especially
They're
with the
growing.
Younger generations as well. But I think it's going to hit any generation, for that matter, for sure, in the next few years as well.
It's tremendous, the fact that existing credit union members, only 20% of them see their credit union as their primary financial relationship.
20%?
20%. Oh, and that's across demographics.
Wow.
Of course, you talked about the younger generation, but it's, you know, I'm a middle-aged woman. Like, there are many ways that I belong to two credit unions that they can anticipate and meet my needs.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
there's so many members out there that are waiting for a mission-driven response to help them better understand their financial position and take action on it. And mm-hmm. credit unions can be there, and Co-op can help.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. The other thing I wanted to talk about is that in the press release I read, a true fintech company within the movement and a consultant as well. So you want to tell me about that positioning as well?
Yeah.
When you originally think about Co-op, you don't think of it as a fintech, but now you guys seem like you're positioning yourselves as a fintech. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. So
credit
I'm curious means, as to the verbiage there.
Well, we are a fintech. I mean, we have been bringing in new technology and new use cases that credit unions can easily ingest in their environments, integrate in their environment, and each of them have different cores, different technology platforms. How do we make each different use case ingestible by credit unions, whether they need an SDK, whether they need us to partner with their digital
mm-hmm,
provider,
mm-hmm.
whether they want to build the API themselves? We give them all of the flexibility and components to make that possible. So we are a data company. We're a back-end infrastructure company. We're a security company.
Mm-hmm.
We're an insights organization. And when you bring that all together,
mm-hmm.
that's a technology company.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
what we help make happen is credit unions to make payments and to deepen engagement with their members.
Mm-hmm.
We think that that is crucial to their growth. Credit unions have such an opportunity to put member interaction, member payments
mm-hmm.
at the forefront of their strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they're going to win share. And that's where Co-op has really put our strategy and our investment dollars to work in order to help credit unions succeed.
Yeah, no doubt. And what are you hearing from credit unions as far as the new branding, the new name, the new image and stuff? What's the feedback so far? Obviously, you just announced it last night.
We did.
But it's been percolating for the last...
So this has been in action for 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
3 years we've had this, and we were waiting for the moment to bring it to market. So we thought CUNA GAC, perfect timing.
Yeah.
This is a good time.
Yeah.
Credit unions are excited. We are credit unions. We're not a vendor. We're not even a partner. We are credit unions.
Yeah,
we were built from credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
They started us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a 40-year-old startup with credit unions at the center of everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting to see your baby turn into a mature organization, a sophisticated organization
mm-hmm.
that could really meet the needs of the market.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
what we're doing every day.
Well, and evolving at the same time. You know,
Absolutely.
This mature organization is still evolving because it has to.
As our credit unions.
Because the credit unions have to.
Right.
And so you have to evolve with them, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's critical for all of us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing, we're seeing so much change in the market, and we all talk about that, but I'm really proud of us. I'm really proud of co-op, and I'm really proud of credit unions. We just came out of something really hard. Mm-hmm. We had to do very hard things that some of us may have thought were a nice to have. It's a nice to have to have all of our employees remote. It's a nice to have to service our members digitally and engage primarily digitally. Now that's the expectation. And so how is co-op evolving our organization in order to help credit unions meet that moment? Yeah. We think it's critical to what we do, and we're so excited by the feedback that we're getting. Like everybody's excited. They're thrilled to see us succeed and to see us grow and change, and we're just getting started.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. I like that. Let me see what else. What else is on the docket here, Samantha? So why do you think this announcement is important? I'm kind of segueing off the last one here. Why do you think this is important for your clients? Why do you think this announcement is important?
So there's two things. When we were evolving our brands, and we were really evaluating how should we shift, co-op had to remain. We found so much equity in the name co-op because it means cooperation.
Right,
it means togetherness.
Right.
It means
don't
partnership.
Get rid of that. That's a good
It's so critical. Mm-hmm. What we really found the opportunity was in solutions. What we are all seeking to do in this movement is to meet member needs and to solve their problems and to help their financial well-being. Co-op really sees the opportunity for us to help be the connector of credit unions to their members. Mm-hmm. And so that word solutions really kept percolating up and being really important to how we deliver. And we see it as a mantra. Our tagline is make every experience matter.
Right.
It's like a mission statement for all of our 2,000 employees at Co-op. How do we make every experience matter? Mm-hmm. How do we deliver the products and services that derive solutions for member needs and for credit union needs? And so we just think this is a no-brainer. It's just time, and we're so thrilled to be shouting it from the rooftops at GAC and sharing it with you, Mike Lawson.
I love it. I love it. Last question for you. How's the conference going for you so far, especially with the new messaging? And I know it's just kind of a broad question.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's wonderful to be here. It's great to support CUNA. CUNA is such an important organization. They've been such a critical provider of credit union leadership for so many years. Co-op stands side by side with CUNA. We stand side by side with credit unions. We're excited to see everybody at Think in the first week of May in Chicago. Incredible speakers that will be there. Another chance to engage and to learn and to really progress our movement. It's just time for us to continue to connect and keep growing stronger together. So we're so happy to be here and so happy to see you. It's
happy
so
to
great.
See you as well. Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, I know you have a super busy schedule, so we always appreciate the time that you give us.
Of course.
And we learned so much. And congratulations on the new name and the new branding. And I'm sure everyone's doing backflips and stuff. It's really exciting to see
something like this.
We're
very excited. So, yes, thank you.
It's
thank
really
you
cool.
So much.
And even looking at the broader picture, it's really cool to see kind of the industry kind of evolving as well with all of these companies doing this type of stuff and, you know, how the technology is driving it. And
we're all rising together, Mike. We're all rising together, and that's so gratifying and so fun to see. And however we can help credit unions, we're there to do it.
And your cohort, Cheryl Middleton, was in here, and she said the same thing.
Oh, good.
We're rising with the tide. So
Cheryl,
good stuff.
My counterpart and on the executive team, she's amazing.
She is. All right. Well, on that note, I'm gonna let you get back at it. So,
okay.
But thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Here. There she is, Samantha Paxson from Co-op Solutions. Go check them out.
All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.